Well, we are finally back after 2 months of not recording and going over remakes, reboots, and revivals. Here we are on Zoom, still social distancing. Hi, Rolando. Hi, Eddie. It's been forever since I've seen you in the flesh.
I know. We miss you, Nicole.
It has been a while, yeah.
Yeah, I miss you guys. I miss everything we used to do. You know, bingo, trivia, just hanging out, recording the podcast face-to-face. Yeah,
I know, right?
We literally used to hang out twice a week, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Potentially.
And now I forgot how you guys smell, you know, and that sucks. But, you know, a lot has happened to everyone, to you guys listening to this podcast and to us. It's been, you know, quite the 2 months, but...
Just so more. It's been more than 2 months at this point.
More, yeah, pretty much. You know, it's June 1st, though. And, you know, we're easing up restrictions and things are hopefully looking bright in some ways. Things are looking very grim in other ways. But in some ways, things are looking, you know, positive. And we thought it'd be as good as ever to come back, well, especially for Pride Month.
I mean, we went from social quarantine to social unrest because of all the protests going on right now. And I just want to just throw it out there. There would be no Pride Month without Stonewall. There would be no Pride Month without rioting. So every
3 day riots.
Yeah, it's just like LGBTQ community members. Like, I'm not saying that we should glorify violence, but I'm saying it's just like we should be out there protesting as well.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I applaud anyone who stands up for their freedoms and uses their American rights. So, but. So in other news, though, we're back and it's, you know, Pride Month. It's June 1st and we're just so happy to be here. So this is a mini-sode where we're kind of discussing all the things that are yet to come. And also, we're here on video. So for the first time, you guys can actually see us when we record.
Yes, I'm sure people have been dying to see Maya.
We've gotten so many emails.
Look, my fucking hair is such a mess.
Actually, it's very Elvis.
It's the worst. I can't. I don't agree with the people who are trying to get the economy to open back up for their haircuts, but on some level, I empathize.
Well, I actually cut my own hair, so
good for you. I don't have
it's an option.
I do not have the testicular fortitude to do such a thing.
Testicular fortitude. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Rolando.
And this is Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals,
an original podcast.
About unoriginality.
Okay, well, that was a little... I think the Zoom is throwing off our sync a little...
About unoriginality.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I think so. This is Jenny's laughing at us.
It's
okay.
It's a learning curve. You know, we haven't really done video for the podcast, mostly because I hate seeing myself on video. That's why I work behind the camera. But here we are creating content for you guys because that's what we are. Yes. Content creators.
And bonus content. You guys are getting videos. You guys get to stare at our beautiful faces while you listen to this. So you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But we are back and we all haven't seen each other in the flesh in a while. So how are you guys?
Well, the virus has been nothing but kind, uncruel. Cruel. It's been a cruel 2.5 months. It's usually, actually, the first half, I think it really kicked my ass, me and Eddie's ass. Mm. And I would argue that the second month kind of kicked your ass on your end.
A little bit.
Yeah. Like we were like, what's it called? Like it was not a fun beginning of the quarantine, but long story short, my mom got the virus. She was hospitalized for about 2 weeks, and then she was discharged, and she was on bed rest for like another 2.5 weeks. And my mom is, for the most part, someone who is in pretty good health, right? She does not have any pre-existing conditions and stuff. So to see how the virus just kicked her ass was fucking crazy. And then the worst part is, right, like when you're in the hospital, she was in the hospital, so there's no way to communicate with her. Unless she has her phone charged and stuff. And she was just like, she just had such trouble breathing that all she was just doing was just sleeping. So there'd be points where I'd just call and call and call and no answer. And you just start thinking the worst. So that was shitty. And then like a week or two after my mom got discharged, Bobby, my dog, he passed away. Yeah, so that was another shitty moment here.
So heart-wrenching.
Rest in peace, Bobby. We miss you.
Yeah, so me and Eddie had a hard time with that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then after that, like, I guess things started to pick up again in terms of our spirits, right? Like, you know, life goes on. And, you know, I'm just happy to be working. I'm happy to be able to record again. Because yes. I think I was getting a lot of people asking me, just like, oh, are you guys coming back? Are you guys done? And I was just like, no, I don't. Well, coronavirus has not been kind to us. So
yeah,
give us some time to heal. Because I know our goal was actually to try to keep bringing content during the coronavirus. But then shit, like, kind of deteriorated quickly.
Shit hit the fan. Yeah for like, sure.
It was not good.
yeah. And on my end, not going into details at all, but there was a death in the family. And it was really hard to not be able to say goodbye. The closest person to that family member who did pass away was able to say goodbye, and that was a beautiful thing that they allowed her to. But it just like all happened so fast, and then a lot of relocating on my part too. So it's just been really crazy. But things are settled now, you know. As you can see, I'm very much settled in. And I missed you guys, and I missed the way it was, and I'd love it to get as best as it can be back to the way it was.
Right.
So so here we are, you know, doing something new and just checking in with each other. Now, in terms of remakes, reboots, and revivals, is there anything you guys have been watching recently, or just in terms of like what have you been watching?
Anything that's been remade or rebooted, or what have you been watching in general? So
both.
Okay. So in terms of what we've been watching in general, me and my group of friends, we've actually been able to watch movies virtually. We have this app called Cast. They're not a sponsor, but guys, should sponsor us if you guys hear this. Cast is this interesting app that it just allows you to stream video remote, you know, digitally, right? So my friend, he'll just like, we'll pick them, each of us, I think the four of us, right? Eddie, me, and my two other friends, like we're all picking a movie a week, and we just watch it, you know, and we're kind of not, that we're trying to see who has the better taste in film, but we are trying to see who's going to be the first one to pick a shitty movie. So far, so far we've all like kind of hit like high marks.
What I do enjoy about it is that we talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of discuss the film and have like a little perspective.
That sounds fun. I'd love to partake in that.
It's fun. Yeah. We should do our own thing. Actually, so you know my friend Levi, but he's intimidated by you though. He's intimidated to talk film with you, right? He's mentioned this before to me because he thinks he fancies himself to be the smart one of the group. And then when it comes to talking actually film theory, you outnumber him in the amount of content that you've actually seen and your actual knowledge of like film history versus his. So you intimidate him. So you should join us one day.
I should definitely smack him unannounced. Around. Just be like, hey guys, we have a special guest.
Yeah. and maybe we could record it.
That would be great. Yeah. It could be almost like an MST3K kind
of thing. Yes. What was the one interesting? We saw Yojimbo from Akira Kurosawa.
Yojimbo is one of my absolute favorite Kurosawa films. I think it's great.
It's one of, fine. I was in terms of ranking, I still think Rashomon. So for me I've only seen the three, right? Rashomon,
Seven Samurai.
I saw Seven Samurai now. And and Yojimbo. Yojimbo still falls on the bottom of those three.
I saw when I first found Kurosawa, I was so taken by him. So I watched every single film of his in a row and I watched his career grow.
Jeez.
So my favorites, because of I think I chose to do that, are like very different from like some of my absolute favorite is a film that a lot of people haven't even heard of. Because there's some really hidden masterpieces out there in Japanese cinema. It's called The Bad Sleep Well, and it's kind of his version of Hamlet, but set in 1960s Japan with corporate greed.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that's been really what I've been watching and stuff. Oh, and I think me and Eddie actually, because of the podcast, we actually didn't have, and the wedding, we didn't have time to catch up with a lot of the blockbusters that had been coming out, so we actually did catch up on those, like the superhero comic book movies that we really didn't have time
when they were coming out. Star Wars.
And Star Wars. Yeah, we didn't even get to see Star Wars when it came out in the theaters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, nice.
So we were able to see that. I don't know, Eddie, anything on your end that you're watching that's...
Well, getting ready. So we're watching Avatar The Last Airbender.
We are rewatching that, yes.
Yeah.
And preparing for the live action.
Do we know when that's coming out?
We don't, but hopefully soon.
Yeah, hopefully. The world needs... I got excited when I saw it.
We need some light in our lives, you know?
Yeah. No, Last Airbender has been really good timing on Netflix's part. Mm-hmm. I've actually been showing my girlfriend a lot of classic movies or just like really famous movies like The Godfathers.
Okay,
she had never seen. So, you know, I've been kind of revisiting those. But did she have a
Does she have a favorite yet of The Godfathers?
The first one.
Interesting. I actually like the second one the best.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think... both her and I kind of agree that the first one just has a little bit more heart. The second one is just so cold.
Fine. I can agree with that.
Which is what's so good about it is because, you know, the thing that brought up the Corleone family, which is family and respect, is what completely killed it.
So.
But yeah, so but I'm really excited to get back into... I haven't really seen any, like, remakes, reboots, or revivals, at least on my radar. But I know that they're happening, and I'm really excited to be doing some of them. Some of them, which we will be covering in the next couple of months. Like, yeah. Next week, we're doing the Scooby-Doo movie, which is one of the first movies that I think they made available digitally, I think, that was supposed to come out. But they were like, let's just go straight to digital.
No. Right, yeah. Because I know Emma was released digitally, but then that was already had been in theaters... there were a lot of movies that were already out in theaters that they started moving them digitally. Yeah. Trolls was for sure, I think, the first major blockbuster, right, that would have killed it in the box office because it's a kids movie, right? And yeah. It's a franchise that they moved to home release. And yeah.
Well, I'm just excited to do Scooby-Doo because it's a really enjoy. I've never seen the movies, the live action movies, so that should be fun.
I actually don't think I've seen the live action. Have you seen the live action movies, Eddie?
Yeah, the first one.
You saw? I have not, and I am a big Sarah Michelle Gellar fan and Freddie Prinze Jr. You know what? That whole damn cast. Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
Velma. Who's the
actress? Linda Cardellini.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that is a fantastic cast, actually. That
it looks like it actually could be fun. I hope it's a good movie.
Apparently, we'll like, see. Oh, I've seen the meme. Like, ever since Scoob has been coming out, there have been a lot of memes about that movie and, like, how it appeals to all types of lesbians. From the ones who like their lipstick lesbians, Daphne, to the Velma, you know, the more butchy looking ones. And
is
I don't
she
think,
butchy?
Well, she, I guess she reads more like, what's it called? She reads, I guess, for that. I don't know. You tell me when you watch it.
We'll discuss that. But I'm excited too because the only way you can watch Scooby-Doo is on the Boomerang app. And I'm going to get a 7-day free trial of the Boomerang app, which just has so many other great cartoons. Like the Looney Tunes and Tom and Jerry and stuff. And I'm just such a big old school, like Hanna-Barbera type cartoon fan. So right. I'm just excited to get my 7-day free app of Boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're gonna go back and revisit a revival. It's not a reboot, but it is a revival of a property, a Star Trek property that we were going to do right before this all pandemic happened.
Oh,
which is CBS's Picard.
Picard, which I'm actually looking forward to because it still creeps in, like, occasionally. Like, it was actually a good show. Plus, we'll be able to talk some LGBT stuff on it.
Yes, yes. I'm excited because I definitely am going to rewatch it. I'm going to rewatch it with my Trekkie girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, it's very different from what I would expect of a Star Trek property.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But tune in as to whether or not I think that's good or bad. So.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
And then it is Pride Month. And so we decided to kind of tackle some properties that we've been looking forward to tackling for, you know, in honor of Pride Month. One of them that we talked about in a minisode a while ago was Tales of the City. So we're going to be tackling that.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is, I mean, I don't really know anything about it.
Nor have I.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this in a podcast group. And someone got excited because they used to read the short stories. They were a collection of short stories from a gay
Armistead?
Magazine. Huh?
What was his name? Armistead? Armistead Maupin?
Armistead Maupin. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a short story. So I look forward to watching and doing some research. And if, you know, we have someone who's interested in being a guest, that would be great.
That would be.
Yeah.
So actually, we'll throw this out there. If you have seen the original series or even read the novels and watched the series, right? Because the original series was what, like, I think they were a short episode. There were like 3 episodes per season or something. It was like a BBC show, I think, or something.
Yeah, it was. I think so.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was BBC with PBS.
Or HBO?
No, it wasn't. Oh, maybe it was HBO. maybe we'll you know what?
Showtime?
You know what? It doesn't matter. We're going to do that episode later and we'll figure it all out. Because right now we're just working off of our memory from when we did that minisode. And
yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that well. So
that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was. So yeah.
And
no,
then we're going to do a throwback for one of our last episodes of the month of a gay film. Well, kind of technically a gay film. Written by a legendary lesbian author. So I do think that the homosexual undertones are pretty strong in it, which is The Talented Mr. Ripley, Purple Moon.
Mm-hmm.
So Purple Noon, sorry, not Purple Moon, Purple Moon. That's another film.
Okay.
And it's a French film that first adapted an American novel, and then it became an American film many years later. So I'm really excited to cover those because it's also just a really interesting plot and story.
Okay.
If you guys have seen it, have you seen The Talented Mr. Ripley?
No.
Oh, I saw it when it came out.
Oh, shit. And I wonder what you're going to think of it.
It's so, you know what? Because even back then, I was like, what, a teenager when that movie came out?
It came out in 1999.
Right. So, yeah, I was like fairly young. And even then, I still remember reading, like, he was in love with him. It was like a single white female kind of storyline, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, who wouldn't be in love with Jude Law though back then?
Yeah, with that blonde hair.
Even now, who's not in love with Jude Law? True. And even when his nude leaks, people are still like, yeah, you know what? We'll manage.
And even when he cheated on his wife with the nanny.
Oh my God,
yeah,
that's right. I forgot that he cheated on Sienna Miller. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I take it back. You know what? Nah, I'm not a fan of cheaters.
We don't support that.
No, I don't, for sure. So what are you giving me that look for? The nerve. You're on camera now, Eddie, so all your side eye is being caught. By the way, let's talk Disney real quick. Disney remakes, right? Or Disney in general, right? So since the quarantine, actually this might have happened before the quarantine, but I think during the quarantine it's official, but they pulled the plug, I think, on Lizzie McGuire.
Really?
Yeah. Well, apparently the content, this I think happened like right before the quarantine. Right before. Okay. So yeah. So apparently the content was deemed too mature because of the storyline. And the storyline, it turns out to be Lizzie McGuire comes home and discovers an earring in the bed and realizes that her boyfriend has been cheating, or fiance. I think they were engaged. And that's what sets off the everything in motion for her to move back home and kind of try to find herself again.
Okay.
But apparently they deemed that too adult for Disney Plus.
But I mean, let's be honest, who's going to watch that? You know, much older people who are in their late 20s, early 30s. We can handle that.
They had to think of who their target audience is. So I know that Hilary Duff has been trying to push the show to go to what's that place? Hulu?
Oh,
right. Because keep in mind, Love, Simon had another situation, right? Where Love, Simon, the spinoff show that came out of it, right? It was originally for Disney Plus, but because of the homosexual content, they deemed it too adult. So Hulu picked it up, and Hulu is owned by Disney. So I guess Hulu is going to be like their more adult label. But it's just like, it's crazy that they would consider infidelity, which happens all the time. I mean, we just talked about it with Sienna Miller and Jude Law. So celebrities are just like us, right? So I don't understand why is that deemed so adult? Like, it's not like they show them having sex, you know?
They recently got together this month for a cast reading.
Oh, that's right. They did. Yeah, during the quarantine. It was like a Zoom cast reading of like an episode of Lizzie McGuire, of the original run. Yeah.
So I'm hopeful that it will happen.
Me too. Me too. Except the only thing is, I don't know, Hilary Duff, from what I hear, so the show that she's on, Younger, she is, it's about to wrap up, like its final season, but there are rumors, or she's in talks to like get her own spinoff, a whole show just about her character.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that show that popular?
Oh, Younger is very good. Quite popular. It's quite popular for a very specific demographic. Which is, I don't even think, I mean, probably the gays, but definitely for, like, women 18 and older. It does hit that. It's a good show.
Okay.
It's a cute show.
Okay.
No, I really enjoy it. It's very...
Oh, it's a...
Very millennial.
Millennial.
It seems it.
Well, I mean, you know, the concept of the show is one that is just hilarious, right? Because Sutton Foster is pretending to be like a 20-something-year-old, and I'm just like, what world? In what world do we believe?
It's all very fantasy.
A little bit. I mean, I guess you get any tall white woman with like flawless skin can pass off as a 20-year-old, I suppose, right?
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, she's great. No, she is great. I'm not trying to say that she's not good at the show. I'm just saying it's just like, every time you do watch the early season, just like, who's believing this?
If the character wasn't white, I would believe it more.
Well. Actually, that's true, right? If she was like Asian, Black, or Latina, it'd probably be more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah.
But yeah, so we're back pretty much. We got a lot coming up for you, as we've shown you throughout this episode. And I'm just excited, you know, things are back to normal in our own way. So
the new normal.
The new normal. I don't know why I don't like that saying.
Why? Well, I don't think, I mean, basically, I don't think the world's going back to how it was. I don't.
Not like that.
No, not ever. So no snap.
No snap.
I don't think it's, we're not.
Take the snap out.
We're not going. I don't think we're going to go. I think we're going to be. Culture is changing. Culture will change, I think, as a result of this virus, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Keep in mind, there's a vaccine for sure.
If there's a vaccine. Because we, for work, I've been doing a lot of interviews with doctors and stuff, and they're like prospects for. Because, I mean, the last vaccine that we discovered was what? Not in the last like 30, 40 years. We haven't discovered any new vaccines, right? There hasn't been so the odds are against us in terms of finding a vaccine.
Yes. Well. Yeah. Hopefully we can be positive and hope that, you know,
I'm
sooner
being
than later.
Pragmatic.
Yes. Pragmatic. Like a true crap record.
But yeah, so with that said, sorry to end the note on such a sour note, I guess, the episode.
It's okay.
But, you know, would it be the podcast without that? I don't know. I we haven't done it for so long, so I don't remember.
That's true. We're finding out how it used to be.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting back to the swing of things with the podcast. You know, on a personal level, I've been producing a new podcast for the company I work for, and it's a different type of behemoth, right? Because that podcast is more research-based, right? Where it's just like we have a host kind of like talking about different medical discoveries, and we get guests and stuff. So it's a whole different, you know, they keep coming to me for all these questions about podcasting. I'm just like, I do a very different podcast, guys. I do a conversational podcast, and we talk about movies. We don't have to point out our research, right? I just speak opinions.
We don't have footnotes at the bottom. Maybe
I know we do not. We have show notes, right?
Yes, like, yes.
That's about it. But no, it's gonna be fun to go back to the swing of things, just cause I did miss it. You know, like I said, the first chunk of the quarantine kind of sucked, and I was looking forward to getting back into the swing of things then, and then. You know, for you personally, things were going, took their turn. So it was just like, we couldn't sync up in terms of like, keep working on this podcast and stuff. So I'm kind of glad that we're back in it. Do we count that as our break? Since, you know, we did take a break last August.
I think it also depends on content.
Okay.
No, I think if content.
I think there's
but we can
so
do that.
Yeah, there's like, we'll figure it out. The truth is, guys, our schedule. Oh, what were you going to say? I was going to say our schedule might change maybe we won't do like weekly. It might, who knows? Like for now, we'll just try to do as much content as we can. But, you know, if things start drying up, maybe it'll be every other week. Maybe we'll just do minisodes again in between each week. So giving you fair warning, guys, about what is coming up. But
true. And we love to hear from you guys, you know, whatever you guys want to see or hear. And if we even hear back from you guys at all. So, you know, you can always email us at remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on Instagram. We're at remakesrebootsrevivals. Facebook.com/remakesrebootsrevivals. So, you know, reach out to us and let us know what you guys are interested in hearing or seeing. Because we'll be seeing now for the first time.
True.
And we'll definitely base it on that, you know. So.
Oh, actually, before I forget, I did create a... Oh, you know what? We'll bring that in next week. Okay. I brought... what's it called? I created the phone number that people can call and leave a message.
Ooh.
And then we can have it play back. And then now we have, like, actual listener, either feel free to leave whatever. Well, I guess we'll record that for later. But ooh, I do have the number set up so people can leave voicemail, and we can slice them.
Exciting, actually.
Yeah. I think that'll be a nice little fun way to bring, you know, because we don't do this show live, so it'd be a fun way to do. Yeah. To do that, I also had the idea, like, you know how I've been running trivia weekly for people. Mm-hmm. We could do one specifically for the podcast, like just about remakes, reboots, and revivals. Not like the podcast, but like movies that are remakes.
That'd
and TV
be cute,
shows
yeah, for sure.
So I think we should try to do that, like probably at the end of the month. Maybe we could try to host it virtually.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. And whoever wants to take part in it can. And mm-hmm. will there be a cash prize? You'll find out.
Probably. I've been charging people so that way we can create a prize out of it. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But great to be back, everyone. Mm-hmm. Nicole, lovely to see your face. You look great. Thanks. I love the shirt.
Thanks. This is a favorite of mine, so
it's a nice one.
It out. Thank you.
I actually like your backdrop too, the books and stuff. Like, you look very learned.
Oh, thank you.
I don't. Yes. I have just straight up Batman Returns poster in the background. My hair's a mess.
Stop with the hair.
Don't look like I'm thriving right now. Eddie, I see your beautiful face all the time.
Aw.
That's it. yeah.
All right.
But no, it's going to be fun to get back in the swing of things. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely.
So,
right. So until next time,
stay original. Okay.
The Zoom is definitely
we'll figure this out.
We'll see how it sounds.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, good seeing y'all. Bye.
Bye.